This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist in Nebraska Extension in Dodge and Washington counties. Last week I discussed when and where corn zinc deficiencies more commonly occur in northeast Nebraska. Visit croptechcafe.org to listen to last week's radio message. Iron deficiency chlorosis in soybeans is the other main micronutrient concern in northeast Nebraska. Several factors increase the likelihood of iron deficiency chlorosis in soybeans, including high soil pH along with high soluble salts, carbonates, and nitrate nitrogen. Iron deficiency chlorosis in soybeans, sometimes called Platte Valley yellows, has been something we have dealt with since we started planting soybeans. Iron is the fourth most abundant element in soil, however, at high soil pHs, plant availability can be limiting. Soybean roots release hydrogen and organic acid ions to acidify the soil and increase iron uptake. Corn, however, releases chelates called phytoacidophores to increase iron uptake. This is a much more effective mechanism than soybeans. That is why we don't see iron deficiency in corn very frequently like we do in soybeans. So how can we help our soybeans? Variety selection, wide rows, higher seeding rates, in-furrow starter fertilizer, foliar fertilizer, and elemental sulfur are all options. However, not all of these options are equally effective or economical. Most grower and seed dealers have been using variety selection. Something to consider besides that is using iron EDDHA, an effective in-furrow applied chelated iron fertilizer that can be applied to the seed. Recent research has found that variety selection was not as critical when varieties were supplemented with in-furrow seed-applied chelated iron fertilizer. An example of a product name for this kind of fertilizer is called SoyGreen. To learn more about the effective management practices of iron deficiency chlorosis in soybeans, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.